valiant be, against all disaster. Let him in constancy follow the master. There's no discouragement that will make him once relent his and hers first vowed intent. Thank you very much for that attention to that verse. What does it take to be a pilgrim? Are you a valiant pilgrim? Are you somebody who would their first avowed intent be to be a pilgrim? Are you brave? Against all disasters, you still want to be a pilgrim. What does it take to be a pilgrim? One definition of the word pilgrim is this: it's somebody who journeys towards a sacred place. Some of you will know that recently Laura, Sam and I set off on another one of our journeys. We set off on a sort of pilgrimage, and we set off from Porto in Portugal, which is about halfway down Portugal, and we were heading and walking the Camino, which is an old pilgrim route, all the way to Santiago de Compostela in Spain. What an adventure. Christians, for more than 1,000 years, have walked these routes. You can go all across Europe. You can go even as far into Scandinavia and Russia, and their journeys start. Do you know, you can even start the journey on a Camino at Droitwich, and it will take you all the way to Santiago in Spain. And all along that route, there are waymarkers. There are signs, and most of them are little yellow arrows. And as long as you keep following those yellow arrows, you will get to Santiago. It's impossible not to. You just have to keep following the yellow arrows. This Camino that we did was very different than the one I did a couple of years ago. A couple of years ago, you remember I told you the story how I walked from France that time all the way across Spain to Santiago. But this one was very different. It was for a different reason, and it was for a completely different route. Now, you know what it's like when somebody shows you your holiday photographs. So, here we are on the beach. Here we are on the beach the following day. Here we are on another beach. Oh, dear me. Now, I don't want to bore you with my holiday photographs, but I thought what I'd do is show you just a little bit of video of what it was like for Laura, Sam and I as we were on the Camino. So if